Oh, sure. There's March Madness for the College Basketball Championship and the BCS for college football. But what about coffee drinks? Turns out making the perfect cappuccino is a serious, serious sport. And West Michigan has a big reason to cheer in the upcoming National Barista Competition. That's because Trevor Cortlett, the founder and CEO of Madcap Coffee in Grand Rapids, has competed his way right up to the finals this week in Atlanta. Trevor, describe what this competition looks like for people who are not familiar with barista competitions. What do you have to do?
You have 15 minutes to present three courses to four sensory judges. So you have a table of four judges that you're engaging with directly. You're mic'd. You get to create your own soundtrack that you have a backdrop to. So essentially you're kind of creating a really small cafe space, if you will, where you're engaging four people very intimately. You're making each of those sensory judges a single espresso. Each competitor brings their own coffee, and a lot of the information we're talking about is about that coffee and where it comes from and how we're preparing it. You're making each of the judges a milk beverage, and so that milk beverage can be anything from like a teaspoon of milk splashed over top a shot of espresso, or it can be up to 240 milliliters. And then the last course you serve them is a signature beverage, and that beverage can have any ingredient in it as long as the main ingredient is espresso and that there is no alcohol in the beverage at all.
So you're making four espressos, four milk-based drinks, and four signature drinks, and you got to do it in 15 minutes.
Correct.
Which, of course, you know what? That's what a good barista is doing on any given morning when the line is long, isn't it?
That's exactly right. Yeah, it's all about efficiency and consistency and quality.
All right. I want to know, tell us about this signature drink, the Almost Perfect. What's in it? Because
yeah,
it sounds like heaven.
Yeah, so Almost Perfect. It's a little tongue-in-cheek because my whole presentation revolves around the coffee industry and our pursuit of trying to make the perfect cup of coffee and how it doesn't actually exist. and so Almost Perfect is that. It's almost perfect. The espresso that I'm using, so I'm using a coffee from a small farm in Colombia that we've been working with from a producer named Luis Melo. And on top of that espresso, there is sweetened condensed milk. The sweetened condensed milk is adding a lot of complex sweetness and viscosity to the drink. There's also a small batch handmade grenadine, and grenadine is made using pomegranate juice and orange flower water and cloves. And the drink is garnished with a strawberry. And then before I add all those ingredients into the glass, I'm actually smoking the glass with cinnamon sticks that were infused with cherry bitters. And so you've got this beautiful aromatic of smoked cinnamon and cherry. And then the drink actually, in the end, with all those ingredients combined, kind of tastes like strawberry cheesecake.
Wow.
and so it's, yeah, and it's a really small drink because of the structure of the competition. You have to make sure that the coffee flavor and component is dominant in the drink. So we keep the drinks pretty small. Sounds really complicated. I made it sound really complicated, but it's actually really easy to execute, and it's something that we currently have on our spring menu in the cafe. So if you come into the cafe, if you're in Grand Rapids, you could actually try the drink out.
I'm interested, Trevor, what do you think this competition, this National Barista Competition, what does it ultimately mean for those of us who will be standing in line on a Monday morning to get our week started by buying your coffee drinks?
I think the value I place on it, I look at it both through the eyes of the person behind the counter making the drinks, but also as a business owner. And the value that we get out of it is it's something that we've kind of put into our tool bag in the sense of it really helps us create a culture for our staff within the cafe. It's something fun that we can do and challenge ourselves and kind of break outside the monotony of what we do every day. Because it gets a little bit monotonous when you're just cranking drinks out for a line of people. And the only things you have to break that up are kind of the engagements that we have with our customers across the counter. So this is an opportunity for us to kind of share what we do in the cafe on a larger stage and see how it also compares to others. But also, hopefully, it challenges us to be creative and continue to be creative. And the thing that we've been intentional about doing almost since Madcap started is kind of trying to take what we've done in these competition circuits and plug them into our cafe so that it's the same experience that our customers are already having. So I think there is oftentimes disparity there behind what you see a lot of these companies doing at the competitions, and they're not doing them in our cafes. And something I'm very proud of, whether it's myself or one of my baristas, this is our day-to-day work, man. This is what we do. And we're just having fun serving people and sharing things we love. So,
Trevor Corlett is the CEO and founder of Madcap Coffee in Grand Rapids. He's already one of the best baristas in the nation, having won the Eastern Conference Barista Competition. And we wish you good luck this week at the Nationals in Atlanta. Thanks for talking with us today, Trevor.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure talking with you.